so Tribeca.
Yeah, it makes South by Southwest easier too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's Sundance holdovers.
Yeah, it's really interesting how Sundance drives the rest of the year, even though, you know, maybe two movies from Sundance would be box office, like even removal success on box office.
Well, Sundance drives the rest of the festival circuit.
I mean, it trickles down to the New York Film Festival. Like, the New York Film Festival is like so prestigious. Photo and film, but Precious was its centerpiece film last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's weird for me to be at this year's Sundance to have known that Precious was such a huge hit last year, because seeing some of the films I've seen already at 2010 Sundance, Precious is nowhere. Like, Blue Valentine is such a more honest, like, heartfelt, beautiful, and better acted movie than Precious.
But that's not what it is. Like, what it is Precious was easy to sell. Not that Precious is a bad movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Precious is so marketable, Katie.
No, but, like, Precious had Tyler Perry and Oprah jumping behind it. It had Monique's performance, which had people talking.
Yeah, but that's not marketability. What you're referring to is a... Oh, yeah, $58 million for Precious. That's not marketability. What you're referring to is a fortuitous confluence of events helped to make Precious successful.
I don't mean that they said, okay, Precious is going to be a huge box office success, but people saw it. People saw a way to get it out to audiences, people saw that it had a hook. And it seems like Blue Valentine is more, like, pretentious or artsy in a way.
It's not pretentious at all.
How can... I don't understand.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's not... the directing is... It's gorgeous. The directing is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, Winter's Bone, I feel like, is just as good as Precious.
Well, they probably... I mean...
I feel like stuff like Get Low. I like to Get Low more than
I really need to see... I need to see Get Low.
I'm just surprised that movie exists. Like, that movie looks like it was so expensive.
What? Which one?
Get Low. It was a period piece starring Bill Murray and Robert Duvall. But, of course, those people are probably working for, like, almost nothing.
Yeah. They worked the back end.
Yeah.
Now, what else was I seeing that had stars in it that must have been really cheap? And, like, I just started talking. Now I should stop. Like, I wonder how much the Kids Are All Right cost. Like, presumably they knew from the beginning that they would get it sold. But I imagine, not that Julianne Moore or Annette Bening are really highly paid actresses to begin with.
Well, how much did, something like The Company Men
cost? That might
less
be what I was
less than $10 million.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Wow. So, that's impressive.
Which you will learn if you watch my interview with Don Wells coming out this weekend.
Never. I'd rather die.
Wow.
I don't read slasher film. I'm not a horror movie.
Yeah, whatever. Wait, no, it does. Your site's all about having fictional characters have sex with each other, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Or real life podcast hosts. Mm-hmm. I talked to Devinder tonight. He misses you.
Did he say that?
No.
Okay. Well then, why you gotta play with my feelings like that?
you were so excited, dude.
I had a stiffy just now.
He said that the giant robot attack on Brooklyn had yet to take place, and I'm disappointed because I scheduled it to happen while I was gone, so that I could come back and reign supreme. So, too bad for me.